When the pandemic first hit Maine, Crystal Krohn started a free food delivery service staffed by volunteers. Krohn, whose mother's family came from Peru, is president of a Portland-based group called Presente Maine, which assesses and responds to the needs of immigrant communities, particularly immigrants from Latin America. Her initial goal was to help immigrant workers in the confines of seafood and meat processing plants who wanted to avoid infection but whose families could go hungry if they took time off or quit. But Krohn says she soon realized that the need stretched well beyond any individual community. As she explains here, the Food Brigade's reach has grown from serving 200 people back in March to 1,600 last week.
It's just if you're hungry, if you need food, it's zero shame, zero barrier. You tell us you need food and you get food. So today, for a family of four, we're sending out 5 pounds of rice, 5 pounds of beans, 5 pounds of potatoes, like 2 pounds of onions, and we sent out some flour, maseca, to make tortillas. A lot of the foods are universal. It's more just we don't eat canned food, we don't eat processed food. That's like a really great protective factor for immigrants is that we cook, right? And that's one of like the most basic survival skills that we have. I guess I don't really have time to worry about me because I feel like I'm not okay if we're not all okay. And I can't just sit home and feel safe for me when I know that people in my community are suffering. People were, you know, putting off medical treatment because they don't know what to do. They don't know what the bill is going to be, and they're trying to weigh life and death and what the cost of their life is. The conditions that our community members live in are congregate settings. They live in old tenement housing with narrow entryways where everyone touches everything. We're so poor that people live 4 or 5 families in a 3 or 4 bedroom apartment with 1 family per bedroom. And so how do you stay away from people when you're living with 12 other people? And if somebody does become infected, how do you isolate? For us, this isn't the beginning of the crisis. We've been in crisis for years, decades, centuries. Living in poverty, being colonized peoples, that's really oppressive. And it's very, it's like damaging to the soul. And so I think there's something special about this moment that even though I'm so concerned about what's going on, now we have, like, it's in the light. And so people coming together around supporting each other and mutual aid, and we've activated, I think, 150 volunteers now. And so people seeing and people acknowledging that this isn't new hurt and new struggles, right? Like, we're not just suddenly starving because COVID happened. It's because we haven't been okay all along. And now I feel like we can come together across generations, across class, across race, and really address the issues of the most vulnerable people.
That's Crystal Krohn. She's president of the Portland-based group Presente Maine. It has now started a farming operation to boost the Food Brigade's supply of fresh produce.